and welcome in Chiefs defensive lineman Chris Jones. Our player interviews are brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC, your one call for siding, window replacement, custom decks, and roofing in the KC Metro, and by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip now at stjomo.com. Chris, it's good to have you back on the show, man. I'm sorry we're not outside and doing practice and everything. We don't have the snow cones. You'll have to come by practice tomorrow.
Absolutely, man. That's a bummer. I hate the weather. Kind of ruined my plans of getting the snow cones and being able to top it up with you guys.
What is when you guys move inside that quickly, does it just throw off the whole vibe of the practice, or you guys kind of like when you get to go inside?
Well, it's all about adjustments, man, and we're used to adjusting in different type of conditions and different type of weather. So for us, it's another day of adjusting and continue to grind. You know, we got a 2-minute stretch and we went straight to team. So, you know, for us, we're kind of used to it. It was just another day for us.
Chris, you've had multiple training camps at this point in time. We've talked to you over the years about how camp goes, and obviously everybody reaches a certain point where it's all right, let's just get to the games. Let's start hitting other guys that are not my teammates and everything. How do you get through camp, and what advice do you give maybe to some of these younger guys?
Well, for me, it's about the process of camp, day in and day out, being able to compete against my teammates, make them better, but also challenge myself while bringing others along. And I think for the young guys, that's more so the steps they should be taking, you know, watching how we practice, making sure they're exhausting themselves and getting better day in and day out. You know, we have a lot of really, really good players, a lot of really competitive players. So for young guys coming in, it's a way to compete and also show your skill talent on a broader level.
It was pointed out to us that they thought they saw you on the field, specifically working with Kingsley and Simmons, and being like, all right, I'm getting ready to show you something. This is what I'm actually going to do in order to do it. Do you spend time kind of individually, like working with some of the young offensive linemen, being like, this is what it could look like when people come after you?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we all can learn from each other. Kingsley and Simmons are two young bulls who I think are very athletic in their skill set. They have such a great build as offensive tackles. Kingsley, he can play inside and outside, and Simmons, he's super hungry, super athletic, and super raw in his talent. Just more so about those guys fixing their mechanics and believing, you know, their mechanics. So, you know, they ask a lot of questions about how I rush and what they can do to stop that. And I try to give them insight on what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing as I'm rushing them, and what I would like for them to change up for somebody if they go against someone who is comparable to me.
We're talking to Chris Jones here on 96.5 The Fan. Before you called in, Chris, we were having the conversation, the news yesterday. The NFL sent out this memo that smelling salts or ammonia packets aren't going to be allowed. I saw George Kittle's comments on it today. I think even Baker Mayfield was talking about it. Is that something that impacts you at all? Is it something that you've used at all in your career? Do you believe it's something that players are not going to be happy to see banned?
Absolutely, man. I think right now the NFL is so focused on banning things. I think smelling salt has helped me throughout my career on multiple occasions. Sometimes that, you know, I need to be woken up during the game. You know, the early morning games where you're still kind of yawning, you smell the smelling pack, the aroma gets you going. It's like putting bleach up to your nose. It wakes you up. And that's going to be a tough loss for us, you know, not having been able to have that on the sideline during the game. So,
what's the backup plan? Well, I mean, you know, is there another way to wake each other up? I suggested slapping each other in the face, but, you know, that's not necessary.
They're coming up with all these new bans and new rules, man. Before it's over, we're not going to be able to have anything on the field other than chewing gum and Gatorade.
Is that how, like, you've been in the league for a while. Is that the sentiment, though, like from teammates and from guys, obviously, that you're friends with maybe across the league?
Yeah, no one is excited about it. I think everyone kind of used that aroma to wake up before the start of the game, to smell it, get yourself going, get yourself hyped up. And, you know, just another thing that the league feel like is affecting the game. So hopefully we can talk about it amongst the NFLPA and can kind of make some type of rule or restrictions where we can use it before the game, but not during the game, you know. There's only ways we could do or talk about it to see where we can still use the aroma, but certain times, you know.
Yeah, Chris, you brought up the NFLPA. I remember last year towards the end of the season, you had some comments about the way the schedule laid out for you guys. You had that early bye week and then obviously those stretch of games. And you said, hey, it's something I want to talk to them about. Hey, if we're going to get this early bye week, maybe we can adjust the schedule a little bit. I guess, did you have those conversations? And what do you make of the way the schedule lays out this year?
Well, we did have those conversations. Those conversations tend to be very productive and gave further insight on the scheduling. This year, I like our scheduling on how we have a league by week. We do have six primetime games. I'm super grateful for that, where we can broadcast our talent. A lot of players get shown. I actually like the schedule. Now, how competitive our schedule is, you know. They could have gave us a few easier games, but I get it. You know, the first four games are brutal for us. We're going to Brazil, then we play Philadelphia week two, and New York Giants is like, we have a juggernaut of a schedule, but I like the layout of it. It gives us time to rest. The games are not rushed. You know, we get to spend a little quality time building. We got a lot of new faces on this team, so those few days in between games, they're very pivotal for us to continue to build chemistry and, you know, get things going.
Chris, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least bring this up. Matt Nagy was on New Heights with Travis and Jason Kelce, and they mentioned a play that they were working on last year for you called Swingin' D. Can you tell me more about what that play looked like?
It needs to be ran, man. We're talking about it too much for it not to be ran. I think it's about time to bring it out. It's an ultimate package where I can't really tell you much. Just know, if Pat was to go down, I'd be QB too.
Who named it? Can I know that?
Who named it?
Yeah.
Well, it was a collective group. of course, we had to talk to Big Daddy Andy, and then further down to Matt Nagy, and Pat gave the okay, and I was like, I like it.
I will say, though, I know you've heard the clip as well, and I'm sure the guy's giving you a hard time about the play. They made it sound like, you don't have to tell me what the play is, but they sure made it sound like the accuracy on the throw was just not there for you.
Okay, listen, it's a windy day. The wind was more 85 miles per hour, okay? Pat, listen, usually I tend to stop doing my quarterback drills after OTAs. But, you know, that just gave me encouragement to continue to do what I do best, and that's throwing the ball to open receivers. And right now I'm focused on making sure that when they do call swing and D, that my accuracy would be where it needs to be.
Chris, we appreciate you calling in after practice. We'll see you out there tomorrow, and we'll have a snow cone from Kona Ice waiting for you if you want it.
Thank you so much. I'll definitely be over there.